Ready with the prayer of protection?
Yes, I is. St. Germain's prayer of protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect eternal instant of now. I hope you have settled yourself into a comfortable, seated, or lying down position in your beautiful sacred space, filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your side. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet fire inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity up and around and through you now, and breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, from the beginning of time till the now. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame outside your pillar of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. He offers it to you, and you reach out and feel how it fits in your hand. This brilliant blue powerful sword of truth, bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Now raise it up and swing it around your head and then down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Now feel how you've cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. This includes any discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. Now we lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. And now see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies that you have released, and feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energy structure of your Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you with the great central sun magnet. And now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invincible, invulnerable, and untouchable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore in this eternal instant, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. I am the ascension manifesting, and I thank thee. It is done. It is complete. It is manifested. And so it is, and so be it. In God's most holy name, I am.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus on your breathing for a moment. As you breathe in the breath of life and you exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. As you take another deep breath in now, breathing in the light, holding it for a few seconds, and exhaling out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light, And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers, and become aware now of all the 9 chakras that have become activated within your bodies, all the way from the earth power chakra below your feet to the soul star chakra just above your head. And all of the chakra centers, the wheels of force, wheels of energy in between. And focus on the colors of each of the chakras, starting from the earth star chakra, earth brown color. Next chakra up at the base of the spine, red. And orange. And yellow in the solar plexus area. The heart center, deep blue green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. The third eye chakra, the third eye center, the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of the colors of the chakras and magnify the intensity of those colors, raising the vibration in each chakra center. So raise the intensity of each of the colors as high as you can possibly get them. And notice as you do that and you bring all of the colors together, it makes brilliant, pure, bright white. White light of the soul star chakra. All of the chakras now coming together as one, as white light. White light now shooting out from your body, from your physical body, your astral body, your etheric body, in all directions. And let yourself now, in your conscious knowing self, exit out through your third eye. Through the middle of your forehead as a doorway or window out into the astral realm, and exit out holding the light within you, and let yourself rise high above the earth so that you're looking down at the earth. And now watch as that white light that is shooting out from your physical body now in all directions, growing stronger and stronger and spreading out further, wider and wider out, encompassing the town, the village, wherever you are, the city, the state, the province, the country, and continuing to spread out and connecting with all of the other lights across the planet, all of the other light working and light warriors who are either consciously or unconsciously doing the same thing at this time now, all coming together as one white light, spreading that white light as the warriors of light, spreading light. And as you are looking at it from your vantage point, high above the earth, out here with all of the ships, watching this white light spread across the planet, across the oceans, to all of the countries of the planet, all of the dark areas of the planet becoming illuminated by this white light. White, expansive light, conscious light. light spreading consciousness, higher vibrational frequency across the planet. Again, to all areas of the planet, to all dark pockets that still exist across the planet. And wherever there is light, there can be no darkness. Dark cannot illuminate the light. It is only the opposite, where light illuminates the darkness. So see the light replacing darkness everywhere. If you look at it from the point of view that we have now and that you have now, as you are looking down at the earth, as you are looking down at Gaia, you are seeing all of these lights come on everywhere, all across the planet, all of the people spreading their light, again, consciously or unconsciously, joining in this celebration of light. Light. Please, someone mute their phone. Now, as you are seeing that light spread now across the planet again into all areas of darkness, see people everywhere coming together as one, no longer separated, but now united as one front, one consciousness, spreading the source, the great source, the great conscious source, across the planet, great oneness, bringing all of life together, human, animal, plant, and mineral, all coming together as one. And as this light has spread now across the planet, now see the connection with the crystalline grid, the Christ consciousness grid, or the crystalline grid that has been reconnected across the planet as well. It is connected with light, just as those of the dark forces attempted to bring darkness into this crystalline grid, in which they were able to do. Now it is being reconnected by light. See light connecting everywhere on this grid now. All of the sacred spaces being connected once again across the planet and connecting with these great crystals now that are within the earth, within Gaia, but are now in the fifth dimensional expression, they can now be seen. And you can see these great crystalline structures rising all across the planet, as they also connect now with this crystalline grid, bringing the light back to the planet, holding the light here on the planet, anchoring it, spreading it, and all across the planet becoming this light. Now see people across the planet celebrating, great celebration ensuing as a result of this higher consciousness spreading. Celebrating the love that is moving across the planet. Everyone feeling this love, feeling this connection, feeling this oneness. For a moment now, Visualize all that is happening now as a result of this spreading of light, spreading of higher consciousness across the planet. Let your mind wander now. Let your heart intervene in your mind. See the great changeover as it occurs. As a result of the great event. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back toward your physical body. Let yourself merge back in your etheric and astral body, your conscious knowing self merging back in with your physical body. Still having that white light encompassing your entire physical body. Feel it moving through all areas of your body, filling up every space in your body, every cell in your body, becoming white light, becoming crystallized by this light. Your body now, your physical body, becoming lighter and lighter, no longer dense, no longer heavy. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And I come at this time again to be with you, to continue to bring forth the understanding of all that you are experiencing in these times of great change that many of you, if not all of you, are experiencing in various ways now, as these energies become stronger and stronger, or as your terminology says, ramping up. And indeed, these energies are ramping up. And all of you, even though you have been acclimating to these energies, and as they become stronger and stronger now, even your bodies are having difficulty at times to withstand these energies, to work with them. But knowing deep down within you that as these energies become stronger and as your bodies react to these energies, it is okay. It is okay. You are not having symptoms of old age or anything of this nature, or becoming sick or diseased or anything. It is all happening as it needs to, because you are all in the right place at the right time now, exactly where you have placed yourselves. And I say you have placed yourselves. Not that any of us have placed you. You, your higher self, have put you where you need to be at this time to work through your various changes that have to move through you. indeed placing you in new positions, new locations, whatever it might take to have you be in that right place at the right time. As the ascension energies continue to ramp up more and more and continue to bring you forward into your power, the power within you that is now beginning to come forth, as it did in the movie The Matrix with the Neo and the others that found themselves outside of the Matrix, found themselves outside of the illusion. And outside of that illusion, they were able to become who they really were. And that is what is happening now to all of you. Even though you at times are playing within the Matrix, and that is certainly okay and exactly what you want to do, for you want to find yourselves enjoying the moment, each and every moment as you can. But then when those times are ready for you, find yourselves outside of the Matrix, where you can experience the energies, you can feel the energies, you can feel them exploding within you. And yes, indeed, find those energies bringing your physical bodies into different altering states. And that is happening. As you call it, disassociation. We agree, it is a disassociation that is happening now within your bodies. You will feel it more and more. You will feel those and notice those glimpses that you receive outside of this dimension, into the higher dimensions. And your body is becoming lighter and lighter, both bringing light into the body and also lightening the body as far as becoming less dense, so that you feel at times that you are floating above the earth. And that is indeed okay. It is to be accepted, and it is to be expected that it will happen even more and more to many of you, if not all of you, at various times during your day, during your sleep time. Whatever it might be, your dreams are going to ramp up as well in terms of becoming more and more vivid, more and more experiential, and more you will begin to remember those dreams. Many of you will begin to remember your dreams and realize that indeed they were dreams, but they were also an altered state of consciousness. And that altered state of consciousness is coming back into your physical body as you come back from your sleep state. And it is all coming back together once again, remembering who you are, becoming who you are, becoming the being that you have always been. This is that time, my friends, that time when all of you are moving into a new phase of your awakening. Yes, you have all awakened to one degree or another, but that new phase is coming upon you where you will find yourself awakening even more now, finding yourselves in the higher vibrational frequencies even more now, and remembering who you are more and more. That is all in process now. It is all part of your ascension process. It is not happening all at once, for your physical bodies would not be able to withstand that. But it is happening over a period of time, over a period of energies flowing into your bodies and feeling those energies more and more and expressing those energies more and more out into the Matrix, so that those that you find yourself with in the Matrix begin to experience those energies through you, even without you even knowing that you are doing it, and certainly without them knowing that you are bringing those energies forward. But they will experience these energies, your light spreading all outside of your aura, further and further outside of your aura. And some may even say, I see your light. Be ready for this. This is coming. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to spread your light wherever you can. But know that as you continue to move through your day-to-day experiences, you are more and more and more ready to express that light out to all of those that are ready to receive it. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, is here, and we are ready to continue with this program that has been started some time ago, and we continue to work with you to express through you and to continue to bring you forward into many new aspects of yourself that you have forgotten about for so long a period of time. Well, that time is now becoming shortened more and more here, and you are finding yourselves expressing who you are more deeply every single moment as you continue on through your lifetimes here. We are ready for your questions if you have them here. Would there be questions here or no questions? Is anyone out there?
One who serves, I have a question. This is Gina.
Yes.
I had an experience last weekend, actually. I was swinging in a swing on one of my favorite trees here that I have an association with. And I was, you know, it's just a one single cloth swing. And just as I was starting to swing in it, I was really enjoying the moment. And I started feeling this vibration, a very strong vibration happening through the tree, almost felt like it was coming from the ground up the tree and then down through me into where I was sitting. And it was so powerful, and it lasted quite a long time, almost to a minute, I believe, because it lasted quite a long time. And I asked right away, is this an earthquake? And the answer was no. I asked a few entities, and the answer was no. So my question to you, do you see what it may have been? It was a very strong vibration. I could feel the vibration, so powerful.
We can tell you quite simply here that motion in this case has led to more awareness here. And that is something that is going to happen more and more with you. It does not necessarily take motion for this awareness, but it takes awareness of your surroundings to bring more further awareness to you. So that is what is occurring, because as you become more and more aware of the fifth dimensional expression and fifth dimensional vibrational frequencies, you will be those fifth dimensional vibrational frequencies. Shoshana.
Oh, we can share here.
Yes.
May we offer our perspective, dear sister?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Dear sister, what has occurred here is much like a tuning fork that a piano tunes to. The vibration that was occurring was upgrading yours to the vibration of the earth and the vibration of the tree to create the unity, to create the oneness with that which you were experiencing. So this was an attempt to tune you into their frequency and create a vibrational match. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here now?
I'll ask a question.
Yes.
I had a somewhat similar experience this week where I could feel a vibration of a type I haven't felt before in my chakras. Literally felt like the vibration that you get when you set your phone to vibrate when it rings. That kind of vibration, and it almost constant for probably close to a week now. Can you give me any information on that? Is that similar?
It would appear to you, or as you are saying this, that your Kundalini expression is awakening here, as you have mentioned the chakra centers and the feeling, the deep feeling within you, the reverberation within you that is occurring. And this is the awakening of the Kundalini here, as we find it. So it is something to appreciate, to celebrate even, not something to play with here. Do not play in terms of attempting to raise it on your own. But as it raises on its own, then that is okay.
Thank you very much.
Something very good. Then we are ready for the next question, if there is one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was talking before about some of my physical symptoms, and two of them are really puzzling me, and I would be more than happy to hear any suggestions that you might have. One is the difficulty in sleeping more than about 3 hours a night, and the second one is having the holding water in my ankles and feet.
We would say that it is, we will answer this in this way, not so much for you directly who has asked this question, but to all of you that are experiencing various symptoms that are going on. And we would say get ready, because they are going to increase more and more. But we also say that if you find yourselves in the higher vibrational frequencies when these are happening, then they will not be so disconcerting for you. And you will realize that they are, yes, indeed, just simply symptoms of your advancing aspirations or advancing vibrations within you as you continue to move through this ascension process. Shoshana.
We can share on this, dear sister. May we share?
Absolutely.
Dear sister, we will share about the fluid in your ankles. This is what we wish to share about. So we will say that this is a physical response to circulation, and this you know. There's a deeper response, however, because all physical manifestations occur outside the physical. They start in the etheric and they trickle down. So we will tell you that what we are seeing here is a fear of going forward. Whenever there is a malady within the extremity, such as the feet or the legs or the arms or the hands, this is an indication that there is a fear of moving forward. There is something preventing you from moving forward. So you must examine this, as there is something that has been placed in front of you that you have trouble reaching for. That is what we can tell you about this. And once you reach past this puzzle, this idea that there is something in front of you that you have fear of reaching forward to, and only you know this, then the ankles will be, the fluid will be alleviated. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you. I have a question.
Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Pardon me?
This must make sense to you, dear sister.
Well, it does. And I think of a follow-up question is, in the past, when I had something in front of me, I was able to talk to... I was able to talk to Shoshana on a call, and she was able to help me discover what I was fearful of. Is that still an option?
You may offer an email. There's an email system that you can use that you can ask your questions and they will be answered.
Okay. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release them?
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, we are told that we are going to take our physical body to ascend, and now we're told also, we've been told that our body's changing, our cells are changing from carbon to crystalline. And I am confused. If we're taking a physical body, it seems like we're taking a light body to ascend. Can you explain what they mean by we're taking our physical body?
First of all, you are not taking it anywhere. It is not a place that you are going to. It is simply a vibrational frequency that you are moving to. In terms
right.
of, as your earlier discussion, you are moving out of the matrix and becoming the ones, as in that movie, the Neo and the others, that were able to move beyond the matrix and remember who they were directly and realize that they had abilities and powers and everything that came with being out of the matrix. And that is where you are moving here, all of you. And you, as when you hear the term taking your body with you, you are not having to necessarily go through the death process to be able to ascend. That was in the past. At this time, it is a mass changeover that is in process here, where you will be able to ascend with your physical bodies. In other words, move up into higher vibrational frequencies and take your bodies with you in these higher frequencies. Whereas before, even many years ago, you would not have been able to do this. But you are acclimating to these energies to be able to freely bring your bodies with you. And yes, indeed, you are crystallizing the cellular structure within your body and able to be able to hold more light, to anchor more light within your body so that you are able to withstand the higher energies in your central nervous system here. And that is what is occurring here. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can add here, if this one wishes for us to give our perspective.
Yes, you may. Thank you.
Dear sister, there is much confusion around this idea for many. The body that traverses the earth, that traverses the matrix, is made of the earth, and it is physical, and it is attached to the physicality of the planet. And mm-hmm. that is how it operates upon the planet, because it is made from the materials of the earth, you see. The planet that is going through a transformation, just like the beings are going through a transformation, the planet of Earth, also known to you as Gaia, is transforming its energy into a higher vibrational state. Therefore, the beings that belong to the planet may also upgrade their vibrational state to the vibration of the fifth dimensional state of the planet. And that is why you are not going anywhere. It is an upgrade in vibration. The body that exists at the third dimensional matrix level will be upgraded to the fifth dimensional vibration, and it will no longer have the physical attributes that belong to the third dimensional level of the planet. That is how it works. So when they say you will take your body with you, the body that you are taking has been upgraded. Namaste.
Yes.
Oh, that is the best explanation. Thank you so much. I do understand now. Thank you so much, both of you.
Namaste. Namaste.
Okay.
Can I ask a quick question,
yes,
please? One of my dogs, Zora, acts strangely on an occasion at night, late at night. She'll look, sneak around and be afraid to jump off the bed, and she'll look in the corners, and she'll go out in the other room, and she'll come back, and she'll look in the corners, and she acts very strange. I'm wondering if she's sensing energies or energetics or some kind of entities in the house, and what I can do to help her.
We will turn this over to Shoshana if she wishes to.
We will share here. May we
yes.
offer our
yes.
perspective, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the being known as dog in your culture sees much that the human does not see, senses much that the human does not sense, and peers into the dimensions that the human does not, the third dimensional human does not peer into. Your little Zora is seeing many things. She is seeing beings. She is seeing light beings. She is seeing many things on other multidimensional levels that you may not see. And it is okay. She is just simply seeing those. And she is wondering, well, I am on this earth plane with my dear mother, my dear human mother, that seems physical. And then here I am seeing these other things, and it is perplexing to her. So she is investigating. She gets off the bed and runs into the other room because she is following them. She is investigating. But it is nothing to be troubled about. She's just simply seeing into other dimensions and is curious about that. There's nothing to help her with. She's exploring. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure she's not troubled by it.
She is investigating, and she has, as we find it, a very high vibrational auric field that seems to attract these light beings into her exploration. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you very much.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel here. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to give as parting message?
Well, we do not want to take away from what ones who serve give so eloquently, but we will say this, that all must just simply go with the flow. Just continue to move forward in consciousness. Recognize your divine powers and play in the matrix with those 5D powers. Namaste.
Very good.
Excuse me. The James wanted me to ask a question after everyone asked about the disassociation of the body as we're stepping further into our ascension, sort of out of our bodies. Can you expound on this and how much of this is 5G interference or the disassociation of the body that's happening for many of us?
I think that somewhat that answer was already given by the Sananda earlier, but we can expand on it, and we know Shoshana can as well. So we will say that many of you are going to experience various happenings and various changes occurring within your physical body, and things that are foreign to you that you have not experienced before, certainly at least not in this lifetime. And this is going to happen more and more here to many of you, if not all of you, at various points. Again, as Sananda said, whether it is during your waking time or during your sleeping time, you will experience more of this changeover that is occurring as you are moving through this transition here now. So the idea of disassociating from your body will become more and more so. But as it is happening to you, you will know it is happening. You will understand that it is nothing to be concerned about, as long as you are operating more and more in the higher vibrational frequencies. It will not affect you. And certainly those things of the third dimensional illusionary matrix that those of the forces of darkness have attempted to impose on the general public of the population of this world will not affect you as you are in these higher vibrations. So there is very little to be concerned about. In fact, and nothing to be concerned about here, because all that is happening by those of the forces of darkness is being attended to and mitigated by those of the forces of light, your alliance, your white hats, as you call them. And they are counteracting everything that those of the forces of darkness are doing. So there it is, no need to be concerned. But yes, indeed, you will notice these times of being out of your body or disassociated from your physical body as you continue to move up in these higher vibrations. But again, it is nothing to be concerned about. So Shana, do you have anything you add on this?
We can add our perspective. We'll add our perspective here and put this in different terms. The being is not disassociating from the body. This is an inference of death. And it is fearful. The being is disassociating from the vibration, the third dimensional vibration of the body, not the body itself, but is disconnecting from the 3D matrix and must go toward the 5D dimensional matrix and plug back in there to experience the 5D, the five-dimensional power of the body. So it is a leap. It is a transformation that is occurring when the human senses a disassociation. And again, it is disassociating from the 3D matrix to move into the 5D matrix. Namaste.
Very good. Then We are done here for the time, and we just simply say, continue to know that these energies that are coming into the planet are going to become even stronger and stronger. But as they are coming in and becoming stronger, you have been acclimating to these energies more and more. So it is nothing to be concerned about, even as these various symptoms continue to ramp up as well. You will be ready for them. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.